of my famous instances of the Senate was when we were playing basketball one season. We got into the NCAA playoffs, and we were playing at Vanderbilt. And we drew Kentucky the first draw. And I didn't know whether I was going to get to go or not, but I went into the president's office to see him about something. But the secretary over there in the president's office then, one of them was Audine Walkup. And I not thought about going to the game, and she said, "Do you want to go to that game?" I said, "I'd love to, but I don't know where to get tickets." She said, "I'll find you some tickets." I said, "Wow." And she just opened up the drawer and got two tickets out. I think I paid her for them, but she got two tickets out for me and my wife. And we watched that game right down there with the rest of the biggies. Dr. Sam Ingram was there. Dr. Otis Floyd was there. He was an assistant to the president. I guess you'd call him, wouldn't you? Otis.
British.
Yeah. And we were just having a merry old time. But it was a real close game. We didn't beat them but a few points. But when we got back to the campus, there was a mob of people between the football stadium and the swimming pool in the old gym area, waiting for the team to come back. And it was 2:30 before they got back, but we were all yelling and screaming. And that was one of the remembrances of my supporting a team at that time. I never had that happen. And we did pretty well a couple other times, but nothing like that. That's still one of our landmark games, don't you say? That wasn't to do with the Senate, of course, but if I hadn't been in the Senate, I probably wouldn't have been able to pick up two tickets like that. So there are some advantages to being a senator.